He said, "What?" I said, "Daddy, please forgive me. I'm really sorry." He said, "For what?" I said, "For how I treated you nearly 2 years." I remember him taking the big old hands and putting them around me, and I can remember hearing his heart beating. He'd pat me on the cheek like he always did. He'd say, "Bud, I forgot about that a long time." He said, "I never had nothing to forgive you of." He said, "Never bothered me at all." He prayed over me right there in the room. Within 2 days, his time came. I watched him as he slid out of this life and into the next. And I began to think to myself, man, sure must be a hard thing when all these things hit you at once. Nervous, strain. Oh, are you kidding? Physical stress and strain. The feeling that you're being betrayed by the Lord. He's 64. He hasn't done anything wrong. He gave up everything. Why him? And after a while, he breathed that last breath. I called my mom over there and I said, "Mom, you better say goodbye." She hugged him and she said, "You're a tired soldier." He said, "Go ahead and lay down. I'll meet you on the other side." And he began to slide off. I looked like an idiot. I'm standing there by his bed and I'm waving. I said, "Bye, Daddy." I'm going to ask him when I get there, "Did you see me waving at you?" And at that moment, I remember feeling the Lord not getting on to me for being upset, not getting on to me for being broken, not getting on to me for being upset. Tore up, twisted up. I remember feeling like the Lord saying, "It's all right, I got him now." It took me a little while to get past that. But you know what I realized? At that moment when I could learn tell the Lord how I really feel about something, I get to experience some things from God that a lot of us never get to experience. Because we just won't be honest. We won't be human. He says, "Hey, you're feeble and frail as dust. I know that you're nothing but grass. Lord, I'm one of your grass blades. Here I am." And the lawnmower cut me a little close here. Really hard. The Lord said, "It'd be all right. It'll be all right." Listen, let me tell you this, and I'm done. When all of these things come on you, there's one thing you can count on that'll never fail you. The Bible tells you in the book of Deuteronomy and also in the book of Hebrews, He also tells you, He said, "I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you." And in Deuteronomy, He says, "He faileth not." No matter what your difficulty, no matter what your problem, the Lord's right there with you. But I would like to make this suggestion in closing. Like blind Bartimaeus when he came to the Lord. He's feeling his way up there and he's been screaming out to the Lord and he bows down there at the feet of the Lord. And the Lord looks down and you know what he says? A strange thing to me. He says to Bartimaeus, "What would you have me to do for you?" "Are you kidding, Lord? Can't you see? I can't see." The Lord said, "No, see, I know what's wrong with you. What I want to know is do you know what's wrong with you? Lord, I'm blind. Would you please touch my eyes? Lord, physical body's falling apart. Would you please help me? Lord, my heart's broken. Lord, the mental stress, it's about to crush me." I don't know what you need the Lord to do, but sometimes it would help you if you simply ask Him and stop putting on the facade. "I got it. It's all good." Father, bless Your Word tonight and thank You for always being there for us. Thank You, God, for helping us when all else fails. Thank You for being so faithful. God, please help us. Here we are way up here in Minnesota. But Lord, please take note tonight of what's going on here. And please do something to help us. And thank you for helping me. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Let's remain with our heads bowed, our eyes closed for a few minutes. Now, if you came here tonight needing some help, maybe didn't even know you needed it, you should have gotten some help tonight. Certainly should have figured out where to come and how. Pray in here for you, on your own for yourself here for just a little while. Not going to have a long, drawn-out invitation. I reckon the sermon was invitation enough. Anybody else needs to come, feel free. We'll wait for you. Otherwise, we're going to be dismissed here pretty quick. Like I said earlier about a different matter, I guess. Learn to hate cliches. Sometimes a cliche is a great truth. It's just a facade that winds up being put up. Once meant something, it doesn't mean anything anymore. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Amen. Lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. He'll direct thy paths. You've got a great God. Everybody, let's stand. We're going to be dismissed. Appreciate you being here tonight. If you're a visitor here, we sure appreciate you coming. All you faithful folks, we appreciate you being here. I'm sure you'll try to be here tomorrow night. Hope you will. We're going to line up and do it again. Amen. 7 o'clock, we'll kick off. A little football illustration there, hoping to drag you guys out. So. Okay, we're going to pray. Let's pray and be dismissed. Father, thank you for your goodness. Appreciate you speaking to us through the Word of God and through preaching. Glad it's powerful. Pray that you'd bless tonight. tomorrow. And pray you'd help folks in all they're going through. We pray these things in Jesus' name.
Amen.